The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Achrei Mais Kedoshim. In Parshas Achrei Mais, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Aleph, Torah tells us, "Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe lemor, daber al bnei Yisrael v'mat aleihem ani Hashem elokeichem." Hashem said to Moshe, "Say, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, I am the Lord your God. Ki masa eretz Mitzrayim, asher yishavtem bo leisasu, the acts of the land of Egypt which you dwelled there, you shall not do. Ukemasa eretz Kenan, and the acts of eretz Kenan, the land of Kenan, which was the land of Israel." Asher ani mevi eschem shoma, which I will bring you there, leisasu you shall not do, ubechukeisehem leiseilechu, and you shall not walk in their statutes. And then Torah tells us, ushmartem eschukeisei vesmishpotei asher yasa isom odom v'chai bohem, you shall guard my statutes and commandments and live by them, ani Hashem. And then the Torah starts to go through the parsha Varais, which is all of the forbidden marriages and unions which the Torah has forbade to Klal Yisrael. Ish ish el kol sheer besorei leisikrevu legales erva ani Hashem. No man shall come close to a kinship, to a close relative, to marry them ani Hashem. And all of them are listed here in Achrei Mais and also in the next parsha in Kedoshim. For example, you shall not take the wife of your father or your mother. Your sister, your granddaughter, the daughter of the wife of your father, your sister. Ervas aches of icho, your father's sister, aches imcho, your mother's sister, ervas achi of icho, the wife of your father's brother, kalosho, your daughter-in-law, eshes achicho, the wife of your brother, isho vito, you shall not take a woman and her daughter, marry a woman and a daughter, or a woman and her granddaughter. You shall not take two sisters, b'chayeho, while one is still living. Isha benidas tumose leisikra. You shall not come close to a woman who is in her menstruation. Another man's wife you shall not take. Vezochar leisishkav. One man shall not take another man. And one man shall not live with a man or a woman shall not live with an animal. Al titamu bechol eile. You shall not make yourselves impure with all of these. Ki bechol eile nitmuhu agoyim. Because through all of these acts, the nations of the world make themselves impure. Asher ani mishaleach mipneichem. The nations which I send out from before you. Batitmo ha'oretz, and if you will do this, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Canaan, the land will become impure. Va'efkeid aveino oleho, va'tokio oretz eshishveho. And the land will expel you, will vomit you out. Because Eretz Yisrael cannot tolerate this. Ushmartem atem eschukeisei vesmishpotei leisasu mikol ateivos ha'eile, and you should be careful to guard this and not to commit all of these abominations, because these are the abominations which the people of the land before you committed, and they caused the land to become impure, and the land expelled them. So therefore, you shall guard this in order that the land will not expel you like it has it expelled all of the other nations. Here the Torah tells us the Azorah, that it is forbidden. In Parshas Kedeshim we have a repetition of this, and there the Torah tells us the punishments, the ancient. These are the mitzvahs of the Arayis. These are referred to as Arayis, and Arayis means the forbidden marriages and unions with either close relatives or another man's wife or a nida, a woman in a menstruation, or a zohar, homosexuality, or a behemoth, an animal. B'nai Nayach, the sons of Nayach, nations of the world, were all also commanded on Arayis. They were not given as many as Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael were given 22. There's differences of opinions on how to count them all, but an approximate 22. They were given only 6. And it's learned from the Posuk in Parshas Bereishis, Bereishis Beis, Posuk Chof Dalet, after the Almighty created woman and brought her to man, so then he commanded, Al kein yaziv ish es aviv es imoy. Therefore a man shall forsake his father and his mother, v'dovak v'ishtoy, and he shall cleave to his wife, v'hoyu levoser echot, and they shall become one flesh. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and Daf Nun Ches, darshans, expounds the 6 forbidden unions from this posuk. There are some differences of opinions in the Gemara, but we'll quote from the Rambam what the Rambam's sheet to his opinion is in this. What are the 6? The Rambam lists this in Perek Tes of Hilchas Malochim, Halacha Hey. Sheish Arayis Asuris Avanei Nayach. The children of Nayach were forbidden, and 6 Arayis, 6 forbidden unions. Her aim, a mother, a Shesu'av, a father's wife, even though she's not his mother, a Shes'ish, another man's wife, a Chesei Mi'imai, a sister, but on the condition that it's a sister, through the mother, either through her, the mother alone, or through the mother also, Zohar, another man, homosexuality, ubehema, and an animal. These are the 6 arayis, 6 forbidden unions, which the Ben Nayach, the nations, are commanded on. That's again, that's a mother, a father's wife, another man's wife, a sister that's related to him, at least through his mother, another male, and a behemoth and an animal. And we learn this, we learn 5 of them from the posuk that we just quoted. Shnemar, as it states, Al kein yaziv ishes oviv, a man shall forsake his father. This, what does it mean, he shall forsake his father? Zu ishes oviv, that he shall forsake the wife of his father. Ves imoy, and his mother, kimashmo, his mother. He's not allowed to take his mother. V'davak b'ishtay, and he shall cleave to his wife. V'lei b'ishes chaveri, ishtay, his wife, and not another man's wife. Ishtay v'le bezocher, his wife, and not another male. V'hoye levoser echod, and they shall become one flesh. L'haitzi behema chayv eif. This is to exclude an animal, any type of other creature. Shein hu behem boser echod. He can cleave to only someone that through them there can become one flesh. A child can be born. And this excludes any other creature where a child cannot be born. That's what we learn out the 5. And then a sister we learn out from Avraham, when Avraham went down to Eretz Plishtim. And he was afraid that when they would see the beauty of Sarah, they would capture Sarah, abduct her, and take her for a queen for the king. So he told Sora, say you're my sister. And Abimelech took her. And later on, when Hashem came to Abimelech and he realized that this was the wife of Abraham, so he asked Abraham, why did you tell me that she's your sister? Why didn't you tell me she's your wife? She said, I was afraid to say she was my wife because I saw there's no Yiras Hashem. They don't fear Hashem in this place, so they're liable to kill me and take her. But he said, when I said she was my sister, I didn't lie. Because Achesi, she is my sister. Achesi bas ovihi. Achle bas imihi. Vatili lisho. She's a sister through my father, not through my mother. Now, actually, she wasn't a sister. Actually, she was a niece. She was a sister through his father. This means she was a daughter. She was a sister. She was a granddaughter of his father. She was his brother's daughter. But Abraham said that even though she's like a sister to me, and she was actually a niece, but only through my father, not through my mother. So from here implies that if she would have been a sister through his mother, then he would not have been allowed to take her. So from here we learn that a sister which is related to you maternally is forbidden by Bnei Noach, by the sons of Noach. So they were also given the Parsha of Arayis, but not to the extent of Klal Yisrael. They were given Sheish Arayis, six, while Klal Yisrael were given much more. The Cheshman, a calculation of some 22. Now we see that these particular Avedas, we see, are in particular related with Eretz Mitzrayim and Eretz Canaan. As the Torah prefaces, Kemase Eretz Mitzrayim asher yishavtem bo leisasu, or Kemase Eretz Canaan asher ani mevi eschem shama leisasu. You shall not do, you shall not commit the acts of Egypt or the acts of Canaan. Of Egypt, which I have taken you out, or Canaan, where I brought you to. When Klal Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael, there were seven nations that occupied the land. And these were all sons of Canaan. And that's why Eretz Yisrael was called Eretz Canaan. So we see that, in particular, they're related to these nations. And several times the Torah says, here and in Parshas Kedeshim, you shall not commit these acts, because these are the acts of these nations which I have taken you out from, or when you came to Eretz Yisrael, you were commanded to chase these nations out. One question is why? Why are they in particular associated with these nations? Second question is, we see that these acts are contrary to Eretz Yisrael, in particular. All Averas are contrary to Eretz Yisrael. But not by every Avera, by all of the 613 Averas, mitzvahs, does it say that the land will expel you. Here, in some places it does, but not by every mitzvah. Here the Torah consistently writes that, here in Parshas Kedeshim. You shall not do this because vatit ma'oretz, you will cause tumah, you will cause impurity to the land. Vatoki ha'oretz eschem, and the land will vomit you out, it will expel you. Nations that lived before you did this, and they brought tumah to the land, and the land vomited them out. So we see that these mitzvahs in particular are contrary to Eretz Yisrael. It's another question as to why. Actually, Rashi brings, and the Pesuk of Kemase Eretz Mitzrayim, he brings a Sifri, a Teres Kahanim. And this Sifri is brought in the Gevuras Hashem, in Perek Tes, in Perek Dalet, more completely. The Sifri says as follows. How do we know that there was no nation in the world whose acts were as abominable as Egypt? Tamar Lemer, as it states, the acts of Egypt which you are dwelling amongst, you shall not do. And how do we know that the last generation of the Egyptians in which Klal Yisrael lived amongst, they were even worse? Their acts even brought them to a lower level? Because it states, Asher yishavtem bo leisasu, amongst the Egyptians which you dwelled. And how do we know that the Kananim also reached this level of ruination? Because it states, you shall not emulate the acts of the Kananim which I am bringing you to. And how do we know the Kananim actually spread over a large area? How do we know that the area where Klal Yisrael came, these were even worse? As it states, to the place where I am bringing you. So we see that Egypt and Canaan in particular were very involved in these acts. And actually, we learn halacha from here, that if anyone is over echad mikol ha'arayos, if anyone commits one of these avedas, besides being over, besides transgressing the particular leisaseh, negative commandment, which the Torah refers to on each of the forbidden unions, he also transgresses a lav shebeklolis, a general negative commandment of kemas eretz Mitzrayim asher yishavtem b'leilei sasu u'kemas eretz Kanaan asher ani mevi eskem. If anyone will commit one of these abominable acts, so besides being guilty of the particular negative commandment, he also is guilty of a general negative commandment, because he is following in the ways of Egypt. This the Rambam brings this in, actually it's from the Sifri. The Rambam brings this in Hilchis Yisuri Biyah, Perechof Aleph Halacha Ches. And also the Rambam brings that it might be certain acts which are not forbidden in particular by the particular negative commandments which are listed here. For example, if a woman marries another woman, two women live together. So that's not one of the acts which are mentioned here. So Rambam brings from the Sifri though that you would transgress you would transgress the general negative commandment of emulating the acts of Egypt. Two women that live together in such a manner is forbidden. Because these are from the acts of Egypt. Shuzano law that we are commanded not to follow. Shinemar, as it states, Kemas Eretz Mitzrayim Leisasu, that you shall not follow the decadent acts of Egypt. Omru Chachomim. The Chachomim said, Ma hoyu esim. What were their decadent acts? Ish naise ish. One man would marry another man. The isha naise isha. And another woman would marry another woman. The isha nisas lishnei anoshim. And one woman would be married to two men. So this is included in Kemas Eretz Mitzrayim. This is a love, a negative commandment. The explanation as to why we find this, in particular with the Egypt of then in Canaan,
is because man, when man was created, he was created from offer, he was created from the dust of the earth, and he was created, he was given a neshama mimal, a soul from above. And this constituted man. And man has gimel halokim, he has three parts in him. He has a physical body, a guf, he has a nefesh. A nefesh is the life which is in this physical body. And from here come the emotions. He has a seichel and intellect. These are the three parts to man. There are certain averus which associate themselves and originate from the first chelek, from the first portion, physical body. There are certain averus which associate and originate from the nefesh. And there are certain averus which associate and originate with the seichel, with the intellect. For example, we have a Mishnah Masechet Ovos that states, "Akina va'ataiva va'hakovid meitzines od min ha'olam." Kina, which is jealousy, taiva, which is physical desires, and kovid, which is a lust for honor. If a person doesn't control these three, they'll destroy him from the world. So there the Maral explains that these averus associate themselves in particular and originate each one from one section of the human being. Now, the human being is united. He's not three individuals. It's impossible for one section of his makeup to work without affecting the entire human being. They are all intertwined. But nevertheless, you have certain forces that originate or associate more with one section of the human being than the others. Ataiva, physical desires, this originates from the guf, from the physical body that was given to man. Kina, jealousy, which is an emotion, this originates with the nefesh. Such emotions as jealousy or anger, wrath, revenge, hatred, these are not physical emotions. But rather, these are not physical forces, but rather these are emotional forces that originates and associates itself basically to the nefesh. Kovid, a quest for honor, that's something which is not physical, something which is not emotional. Honor is something which is neither. That's already an intellectual experience. It's an intellectual experience. That associates itself with the intellect. Just like we have mitzvahs, we have certain mitzvahs that a person fulfills bodily. We have certain mitzvahs, for example, the Gemara says, bodily is gemilas chesed shebegufay. If he does, physically does something for someone else, a chesed, that's associated with the body. Nefesh, that comes from the lev, the heart. Gemara says tefillah. Tefillah is avedi shebelev. That's an example of a mitzvah which associates with the lev, that's emotion, with the heart. Torah, this is a mitzvah which associates with the intellect. At any rate, taivas shebeguf, physical desires that comes from the guf, that comes from the body, the physical body of man. And the avera of arayis, of forbidden unions, that basically comes from the guf, from the body of the person. That's a physical motivation. The contrary to arayis, we find is kedusha, a sanctity. Where do we find this, for example? In Parshas Kedoshim, Parshas Kedoshim, it states that right at the beginning, "Daber al kol adas bnei Yisrael v'mat aleihem, Kedoshim tiyu, ki kodosh ani Hashem elokeichem." You shall be sanctified, for I am sanctified. This is what Hashem says. Rashi brings, "Kedoshim tiyu, hevi prushim min ha'arayis." You shall separate yourself from forbidden unions. Shekol mokum shatameitzi gede erva, atameitzi kedusha. Wherever you will find a separation from forbidden unions, you will find kedusha, sanctity. And Rashi cites several examples. Ishazein v'chalolo, ani Hashem mekadishchem. And so forth. So we find that the contrary to the motivation, the involvement in forbidden unions is Kedusha. What is Kedusha? This is a word which is used many, many times, but what does it mean? Ki kodosh ani. It has a meaning, it has a particular meaning. It's not just a word which we use for many, many things. Kedusha, the Chazal say, and Rashi brings it consistently, Kodesh is from the word mufla, mufrash, muvdo. Kodesh means something which is separate. Mufla, muvdal, mufrash, something which is separate from you. That's what Kodesh means. Maral brings, that's why Hashem is referred to as HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Because how can you describe what Hashem is? A word describes, a name describes. How could you describe what Hashem is? The only way you can describe what Hashem is He's totally removed from this world. He's removed. He's muvdo. He's mufresh. That's why we find also, this is why we find that there are times in the Torah when Kodesh is used for a dover osir. For example, it states by Klein, or Kleola, it states there that you're not allowed to eat it because it's Kodesh. And there it means because it should be removed from you. It's far from you. So this is what Kodesh means. Mufresh and Muvdal. It's separate. It's beyond you. If a person falls into the depths of the earth. A person was created from Ofer Min Adoma. He was created from the earth. And the earth associates basically with the physical body. He was given also a Neshama Mimal. Vayipach Ba'apov. Kodesh Baruch Hu blew into his nostrils in Nishmas Chayim. A living soul. That came from up high. And together it made the man. If a person falls into the depths of the earth, then he becomes gufnis, he becomes chaymer. He becomes totally physical. If he elevates himself, separates himself from the earth, elevates himself, that's Kodesh. Then he's sanctified. He's elevating himself from the earth which is in him. He's rising above it. Now the person has a dual force in him. There's one force that drives him down and one force that brings him up. The force of the offer, the force of the earth brings him down. The force of the Nishmas Hashem, the soul of Hashem that came from high, lifts him up. So there's a constant struggle that goes on between it within him. If he lets himself fall and become one with the earth, then he becomes chaymer, gufnis, he becomes totally physical. If his intellect and his soul is gever al hachemer, it becomes the leader and rules over himself, then he's elevated and he uplifts the entire human being to the point now where he's mudal mufresh, as much as a human being can be. He's sanctified. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in the beginning of Parshas Kedeshim, he says, Kedeshim to you, you shall be sanctified. What does it mean, sanctified? You should uplift yourself from the earth. Remove yourself from the earth. Why? Ki Kodesh Ani, because you shall emulate me, and I am Kodesh. Now we can't emulate, the Gemara says you can't emulate a Kodesh Baruch Hu entirely, because the Torah wasn't given to angels, it was given to human beings. But just like a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Kodesh, which means that he is separated, he is uplifted, so shall you uplift yourselves. Ki Kodesh Ani. Now we can understand why it's contrary. Because there's no Aveira which associates itself with the Guf Sheba Odom, with the Chaymer, with the physical aspect of the person, the raw physical aspect of the person, more than the Taivas Aguf, the desires of the body, which included in this, or perhaps the strongest, or of the strongest, are the Arayas. The desires of the forbidden unions. While on the other hand, if a person is mekadish asatzmai, sanctifies himself and uplifts himself, so this is the furthest from the goof, from the raw physical properties that a person can become. Therefore Rashi says, kol mokum sha'ato meitzi gede erva atei meitzi kedusha. Wherever you will find an abstinence, a freedom from arayis, from the physical desires of the forbidden unions, there you will find kedusha, you will find sanctity. So this is why kedusha is just contrary to the arayis, to the erva. Now the Chazal tell us that of all of the nations that lived on the face of the earth, those that were sunk lowest into physical sphere were Mitzrayim and Canaan. And Mitzrayim, it states, Psar, Psorim ki Psar Chamorim. Their flesh was like the flesh of donkeys. Now an animal is more physical than a man. An animal cannot sanctify himself because he wasn't given the neshama that man was to uplift him. So an animal cannot sanctify himself. So an animal is more physical than a man. More physical than all of the animals is the chamor, the donkey. And this is why his name is chamor, from the word chaymer. Chaymer means physical properties. And we see this because we see he's an animal that is very slow, very sluggish, very stubborn. This is a sign of the overpowering of the physical properties. And the Novi, prophet, when he referred to Mitzrayim, he called them Bsorim Kipsar Chamayrim. Flesh is like the flesh of donkeys. Called them donkeys. This was Egypt. Because they were totally overpowered by the physical part of man. And so was Canaan also. Actually, both Mitzrayim and Canaan were descendants from Chom. Noach had three sons, Shem, Chom, and Yefes. And all of the children of Mitzrayim and all of the children of Canaan were his descendants, descendants of Chom. And Chom was the lowest of the sons because he went and committed such an Aveira of Arayis, with his father Noach. The Maral writes in the place, that's why his name was Chom. Chom refers to Chamimus, physical heat, the heat of the body, which represented where he was governed by the Tivus, governed by physical drives. And they cursed him because of this. Orochom. That wasn't because of Noach's curse that he was like this. He was like this because he was like this. And because of this, Noach cursed him. But his descendants followed suit. And therefore, in Mitzrayim, we find the greatest physical abominations. Averes of the seichel, or averes of the lave, that we didn't necessarily find that Mitzrayim was famous for. But averes of the goof, these physical abominations, this is what we find by Mitzrayim, by Egypt and their descendants, and by Canaan and their descendants. Klal Yisrael were just the opposite. The Chazal bring, it would seem if Klal Yisrael were enslaved to Egypt for 400 years, so it would seem definitely that this will all rub off on them. They would be influenced by Egypt, by such an overpowering force. They were their, Israel were their slaves. And people used to say, Im begufa moshlu, b'nishesehem leikolskein, that if they ruled over the Hebrews themselves, so certainly they ruled over their wives. So people used to say that the children of Israel that lived in Egypt were a mixed breed. They had a tremendous amount of Egyptian blood in them, because there's no doubt if the Egyptians ruled over the men, they certainly ruled over the women. On that the Torah writes, and David HaMelech brings it in his Tehillim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts Klal Yisrael, as he's taking them out of Egypt, he puts a yud, he adds a yud to a yud and a hay to every shevet, to every family. He adds a yud or a hay. Why? Because he says, I am the witness, I testify, kulam tahorim. There is no mixture of blood whatsoever in Klal Yisrael. They are all Israel, and there is no Egyptian blood. And this is what David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, Kufcho Abay Shifte Ko Edus Li Israel, the Shifte of the Yud Hei. Meshvotim, that they have the Yud Hei, Edus Li Israel. These are Edus Li Israel. By Dovah Shebe'erva, you need Shnaim, two Edus. So the Chazal bring, these were the two Edus, he said. Two letters from my name, the two witnesses, Yud and Hei. And in the entire time when Klal Yisrael lived amongst this nation that was the lowest of all of the nations, it states, Znus achas ha'isa b'mitzrayim, u'pirsim ha'akosav. One time there was a case of adultery. One time. In 210 years. One time there was a case of adultery with an Egyptian and Jewish woman. U'pirsim ha'akosav. And the Torah talks about it. Why does the Torah talk about it? To let you know that this was the only time. And there was one offspring that was born, and that was the Mitzri, and that was the one that came out and cursed in the camp. And the Torah talks about it to let us know that this was the only one. Vayetze ben isha Yisraelis v'hu ben ish Mitzri. A son of a Jewish woman and of an Egyptian man. Now this shows tremendous powers, that here Klal Yisrael is in a strange land, and not for a few years, but for 210 years. And they're enslaved. The Gerim, Avodim, the Inuosim. And they're afflicted. The prisoners. And a nation that was involved in the decadent abominations of the world. It didn't rub off. It didn't affect Klal Yisrael whatsoever. And this is what Shlomo HaMelech wrote in Shir HaShirim. Ganol Achesikalo. That my sister is like a Gan Naul, like a sealed God. And the Gemara says this refers to the Bnei Yisrael. This refers to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the daughters of Israel, the single ones, the married ones. They were totally sealed from any strangers. Why is this? Because they came from a different route. They came from Abraham, and they came from Yitzchak, and they came from Yaakov. And they were Kodosh. They had uplifted themselves. Abraham was not ruled by the Chemer, by the physical properties of man. To the contrary, he ruled the physical properties of man. Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And that's why it states in Tehillim, B'tzeis Yisrael mi-Mitzrayim, when Klal Yisrael went out of Egypt, Hoysa Yehuda le-Kodshay. Yehuda was Kodesh, Niskadesh. Yehuda became sanctified. The test was Mitzrayim, Egypt, and they came to the ultimate of sanctity, where they rose above the physical forces in men. And that is why the water split. Why did the sea split? Why did the Jordan move back? Because they had risen to such a height of kedusha, of sanctity, which is above the physical level, the freedom of the physical level, to where they rule the physical level. Therefore the waters also split. Because the waters are physical. And they don't have to bow to physical forces, but to a force of Kedusha, of spirit, that they have to bow to. So that's why it states that when they went out of Egypt, so Yehuda Lakotcha, Yehuda came to the sanctity. This is why Mitzrayim and Canaan are associated with these averus. Therefore, the Torah tells us, "Kemase eretz Mitzrayim asher yeshavtem bo," like the acts of Egypt, who you lived with. "Ukemase eretz Canaan," or like the acts of Canaanim, to the land where I'm bringing you. "Leisasu," you shall not do, because this is all contrary to you. I took you out of Egypt. I separated you from Egypt, and I am chasing out Canaan before you, because you cannot live together with them. You are totally contrary from each other. Why is this contrary to Eretz Yisrael? For the same reason. Eretz Yisrael is known as Eretz HaKodesh. What's the mile of Eretz Yisrael? What's the great attribute of Eretz Yisrael? Land also is physical. There can be nothing more physical than land. That's the earth. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu took one piece of land and he was Makadosh it. He made it Kodesh. He uplifted it and separated it. Mufrash, Umufla, Umuvdil from other lands. This is why there are all different types of halachos which relate to Eretz Yisrael and do not relate with other lands. Only Eretz Yisrael. The fruits are Kodesh, because the land is Kodesh. Beis HaMikdash, states, "Es migdoshai tiro, you shall fear my migdosh, because it has kedusha." Or, for example, it states, "Zor leikrav, tamei leikrav." If you're not tohor, you cannot go there. Some places only a kohen can go, because it's kodosh. Why is it kodosh? HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated it for himself. Because Hashem Sheikhin Mitzion, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells there. So the whole essence of Eretz Yisrael, what makes it greater and different than all the other lands, is it was niskatshu, it was separated, it was uplifted, it was elevated. Therefore, Eretz Yisrael cannot tolerate any avera. But in particular, the averas, these type of averas, which are averas of the chema, the averas of the goof, and which we explain are contrary to kedusha, this is totally contrary to Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, this brings impurity to the land. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the nations that lived there before were expelled, the land expelled them, because the land could not tolerate this. You also should not commit these averas in Eretz Yisrael, lest this would happen to you also. Therefore, all men are more sanctified than animals. Like we explained, that's why animals were not given mitzvahs and men were given mitzvahs. The Neinayach, they were given six arayis. Klal Yisrael, though, they are even more sanctified, so they were given 22. Rashi brings Pesukei Ushmatim es kukeisai ves mishpotai asher yasa yisom odom v'chai bohem. You shall guard my commandments, my statutes and the commandments which man shall do v'chai bohem, and you shall live by them. So what does it mean, live by them? Rashi brings leilam abo, that you should you'll be able to live in the next world. Shimtema leilam hazeh harei seifu meis. You can't say that you shall live in this world. You shall do mitzvah so you live in this world, because we don't live forever. We see you do mitzvahs and still a person dies in this world. It means that you should live in the next world. Klal Yisrael, they live forever. They live in this world and they live in the next world. And even though Hasidi Umasailam, the righteous of the nations of the world, also have a Chelek Leilam Abo, they also have a place in the next world. But Klal Yisrael's place is greater and higher. And this is why they were given 613 mitzvahs, to perfect them and to bring them to that height. And this is why they were given more Kedusha, more sanctity, to be separated from these averas, from these 22 arayis. So this is why that Israel were commanded with these mitzvahs, and more than the nations of the world. And it's called Kemase Eretz Mitzrayim Umayse Eretz Kenan. These are the averas of Mitzrayim and Kenan. If someone involves himself in these, he is emulating Egypt and Canaan, and then particular contrary to Klal Yisrael by nature, the Sheirish, the origin, and Eretz Yisrael. Unfortunately, in our times, we see where the world is taking a downturn when it comes to these averas. You know, there was a time when the world was, there have been times, perhaps, many times, when the world was very careful with these averas. Mora brings, after the flood, this was one of the averas that caused the great flood. So the Gemara brings, after the flood, the Umas Eilam were Godru al Atzmam. The nations of the world were Godru al Atzmam. They put a wall around themselves, in order to keep these mitzvahs, their mitzvahs, and even added more. This was the gzeirah of Bezdin Shel Shem, the Bezdin of Shem. Shem was the son of Noach. His Bezdin were Gezer. Then was a very strict, a very severe law they enacted with a severe punishment, that not only with our eyes, with the close relationships or married women one is not allowed to live with, but even with a single woman, they were enacted upon themselves. They shall not live with unless they live as a married couple. So there were times when the nations, even the nations of the world, were very zealous in these mitzvahs. And there's been highs and lows. Now we're going through a low, where the world is sinking deeper and deeper into the degradations of Mitzrayim and Canaan. And that's what it is. It's Mitzrayim and Canaan, like the Torah tells us, together with adultery, incest, homosexuality, lesbianism, the whole gamut. What's also tragic, very tragic, as much of this seeps into the camps of Klal Yisrael. Youth not knowing, so they're influenced. A lot of this is motivated by liberals, so-called liberals. Must be liberal and free yourself from the ways of the old. We see what it brings upon them. It brings a ruined world. Totally ruined. From here comes ruined lives, and there is breakdowns, and diseases, and AIDS, and abortions, drugs, and across the board. We mentioned on Shabbos, AIDS. The Western world is a very strange world. They'll invest millions or billions of dollars into trying to find a cure for AIDS. And they won't invest $5 in trying to remove the cause of AIDS. You see, all they're commissioning all the great scientists of the world and all the great doctors of the world to find a cure. But as far as educating people in these mitzvahs, even in the mitzvahs of Bnei Noach, and to teach people levels of morals, and not to be involved in promiscuity, that you don't find $5 or $10 being invested. Because they don't want to remove the cause. They want the cause. They just want to remove the symptoms. And unfortunately, the money market gets into it. Tremendous amount of this is all money motivated. Your whole entertainment world, your whole Hollywood, New York, Broadway, Paris, all of this, fashions, all of this is only for one purpose. It's all for money. They're in it purely for the money. They produce videos and movies and books and TVs and so forth, only because they have something which they can market and can be sold and they can make money on. But meanwhile, innocent victims, they leave a cemetery, a broken world of innocent victims, and the great tragedy that it comes into Klal Yisrael. So this is something that we should be aware of. That these are Maase Eretz Mitzrayim and Maase Eretz Canaan. Exactly. There's nothing to discuss. The Torah tells us explicitly. Ish Naise Ish, one man married another man. Vi Isha Naise Isha, and one woman was marrying another woman. Vi Isha Nisas Lishnei Anoshim, one woman marries two men. And the Torah explicitly tells us what the different arayos are. Adultery, homosexuality, an animal, whatever it might be. And it says that you shall not do these because these are the Maase Eretz Mitzrayim Eretz Canaan. And this is what we have to be aware of. And this is contrary to the nature of Klal Yisrael. That these nations by nature that come from Chom by nature. They're Chamorim. That they're great. This force is the force of the Chaymer, of the physical force of an animal which is in them. In Israel, they're Kedusha, where they have risen above this to the force of the Spirit. So it's two worlds. Therefore, this is something which we have to constantly study. That this is not for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is a different entity altogether. The Kedusha, the Tahara, the sanctity, and the purification of Yisrael, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was made, he could testify, Shiftei Kor Edus LYisrael, that in Klal Yisrael is totally pure. He says, this I testify to. So we should all be zeicher to see this Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, we go from strength to strength.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.